Macmillan Audio presents The People? No. A Brief History of Anti-Populism. Written and read by Thomas Frank. Who shall speak for the people? Who knows the works from A to Z so he can say, I know what the people want? Who is this phenom? Where did he come from? When have the people been half as rotten as what the panderers to the people dangle before crowds? From The People, Yes, by Carl Sandburg. Introduction. The Cure for the Common Man. Just a few short years ago, we Americans knew what we were doing in the world. We were going to make the planet into one big likeness of ourselves. We had the experts, we knew how it was done. Our policy operatives would de-radicalize here and regime change there. Our economists would float billions to the good guys and slap sanctions on the bad. And pretty soon the whole world was going to be stately and neat, a place that was safe for debt instruments and empowerment seminars, for hors d'oeuvres in the embassy garden and taxis we hailed with our smartphone. Democracy! Of thee we sang. Now we stand chastened, humiliated, bewildered. Democracy? We tremble to think of what it might do next. Government of the people? When we open the door to ordinary people, when we let them actually influence what goes on, they will insist we make bigotry and persecution into our great national causes. Government by the people? When we let the people have their say, unmanaged, uncurated, some large part of them will choose the biggest blowhard on TV to be our leader, and then they'll cheer for him as he destroys the environment and cracks down on migrant families. Heed the voice of the plain people, and all the levies of taste and learning will immediately be swamped. Half of them will demand that minorities be consigned to the back of the bus. The other half will try to confiscate the hard-won wealth of society's greatest innovators. So goes the wail of the American leadership class as they endure another year of panic over where our system is dragging them. They know on some level that what has happened in Washington isn't due to majority rule at all, but to money and gerrymandering and the Electoral College and decades of TV programming decisions. But the anxiety cannot be dislodged. It is beyond the reach of reason. The people are out of control. Populism is the word that comes to the lips of the respectable and the highly educated when they perceive the global system going haywire like this. Populism is the name they give to the avalanche crashing over the alpine wonderland of Davos. Populism is what they call the mutiny that may well turn the supercarrier America into a foundering wreck. Populism, for them, is a one-word evocation of the logic of the mob. It is the people as a great rampaging beast. What has happened, the thinkers of the Beltway and the C-suite tell us, is that the common folk have declared independence from experts and along the way from reality itself. And so they have come together to rescue civilization, political scientists, policy advisors, economists, technologists, CEOs, joining as one to save our social order, to save it from populism. This imagined struggle of expert versus populist has a fundamental, almost biblical flavor to it. It is a battle of order against chaos, education against ignorance, mind against appetite, enlightenment against bigotry, culture against barbarism. From TED Talk and red carpet, the call rings forth, democracy must be controlled before it ruins our democratic way of life. In attacking populism, the object is not merely to resist President Donald Trump, the nation's thinkers say. Nor is the conflict of our time some grand showdown of left and right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?